Yes, buddy, we made it, esti. Comment on down, buddy. Wow.
This is the spot, eh?
Yes, man. Welcome to No BS with SB.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, we practice, but it's a small studio. Yes. All right, I just want to add. Okay. All right, you tall. Okay, all right. It's like we are very close of the camera. Hey. Oren,
you want to bring it back or are you good?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Oren Spiro.
With a B, but I, you know.
Spiro?
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
Spiro.
Spiro, yeah.
Oren Spiro is beautiful. Do you like your name?
It's not beautiful, no. It's
no?
Three consonants in a row, you know? There needs to be a vowel somewhere there.
Yeah, you can take one of mine. Sebastian Borgo.
Yeah.
I have 1,000.
Because even if you go Shabiro, you know, because you don't know what to do there.
Yes, so yes, it's S-H. Biro.
Yeah, S.H. Biro. I like that better. I should go by S.H.
Biro.
Sound like a good writer. S.H. Biro.
Yeah, people present me like Sebastian B.
Mm-hmm.
Until they know like it's Borgo.
Okay, yeah.
Biro.
Man, if someone introduced me on stage as with a B instead of your last name, that's ridiculous.
No, I know. It's lazy, but I'm French, so, you know.
Okay.
And sometimes I have difficulty with, you know, Vivette, you know Vivette?
Yeah, but Vivette asks.
Cana.
He asks for K.
Yes, he asks for K.
If they ask, that's cool.
Yeah, Vana Garaden. Nam.
I'm not even going to try. I'm gonna say,
you know him.
Point. Yeah, of course I know him, but I can't say his last. Kinigrim, I can't do it.
Are you a shy guy in life? Can you say you're a shy guy or not interested about human beings?
No, I'm very interested in human beings.
Really?
I'm not the type of person that, like, I have social anxiety, you know, so I don't want to be around people too much, yeah.
This is generous for, because every time I saw you, I feel like...
Yeah, I know you feel
like... You don't like me.
I know,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it's true too.
I know that you think that, but there's
exactly.
Not much I can do about it.
Exactly, because you have an anxiety problem.
Yeah.
It's not about me.
No, but I one time was like a little bit like you want to take a picture with me, and I was very like,
no,
I don't want to take a, I don't want to do a, I'm not in the mood to be a fake smiler right now, you know. And I think that was like, I was like, and I remember going home that day and being like, why are you like that, Oren, you know?
And someone, it was just, not the first time.
No, okay. See,
so
I remember one of them.
Yes, yeah. But exactly, it was here.
It was here, yes.
And another thing, after that, like 2 weeks later, you after a show or between, you start to talk to me, like. We always have this kind of discussion.
Yeah.
Say, hey, you know this joke at the end? Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing. He said, is it joking? What do you want?
Yeah, a lot of people, when I compliment them.
What do you want from me? You know, you don't want to talk to me. You don't want to take a picture. And now you have it. So I was like,
dude, because such a big personality, right? And you're always happy and you're always appearing, at least, in a good mood.
Yes.
And I'm the type of person that if I'm not in a great mood, I'm not going to pretend to be, you know? And I don't like competing for the spotlight. That's why I like comedy, because everybody shuts up and it's just my turn to speak, you know? So when there's big personalities in the room, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I can't meet that. So I probably shrink down to the opposite, you know?
Exactly, because, yeah, exactly. It's not, we don't have the same muscle of comedy.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
You know me, I do all the time.
Yeah.
So you, when you, how much?
But comedy is different. I'm talking about like off. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but no, it's always at the show we meet together.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not in life.
No. Yeah.
It's a show. So
yeah.
You stress. I stress. Everybody stress. But everybody have the different stress.
Yeah.
Like I said before, like how many shows you do a week in general? Forget the virus.
Forget the pandemic.
You
like
know,
five. You know, four or five. I try at least.
It's good.
Yeah.
But how long you do comedy?
It's four years now.
Sometimes I have the same response than what you said, and it's weird because me, I would love when I start comedy, have a guy like who do comedy talk to me and be nice with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I don't think that. Yeah. So I don't. You're right in that way. I don't really do that. You know. I don't. I'm not nice to everybody just to be nice.
No, I don't say you should change your... I said...
Maybe I'm a dick, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a dick.
Listen, it's so stressed, this job, okay?
Okay. Yes, it's not an excuse.
No, mean. It's still stress, okay? And like, take a puff, body.
Nicotine, I need it.
So, let's go there. Why, for a guy who have anxiety problem, decide to go in the world of comedy?
Well, because it's social anxiety. So I don't find that being on stage
it's weird
has
to
anything
say that.
To do with social anxiety, because I'm not socially interacting with anybody. I'm just talking to people. I'm just talking out loud directly at whatever happens.
It's not theater.
No, it's not theater. There
it's
is
comedy,
interaction.
So a lot of people respond all
but
the time.
But I'm in control of it. You know what I mean?
Like, why? Exactly yeah. why? This is why I do a podcast.
Yeah.
It's everybody said why you do a podcast. I always interview a comedian. No, it's not the same story.
Yeah.
The same situation, the same answer, the same thing, but not the same thing. We live the same thing, but differently. Like, you have problem to walk on the street.
Sure. Yeah, I don't want to go. Well, yeah, I don't want people looking
at me. On St. Catherine.
Yeah, I don't.
But on stage, hey. No,
but again, I'm in control of how people see me. You know. But I'm walking on the street, people could be thinking whatever they want to think. I could do something stupid and people could be judging me.
Yeah, on stage, everybody judging you, man.
I know, but I'm in control of it. I've planned it out. I have it all figured out.
Why this control? Why this control you can use it on St. Catherine Street?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
You can pretend. You walk, look, and said, I'm on stage.
Yeah,
I'm on stage,
yeah, just act around like yeah.
You know, Josh Shapiro?
Yeah, Josh Shapiro, sure, yeah.
Josh Shapiro, when you go on stage,
he has tits,
big dick,
big dick energy.
Yes, okay. And I was like, I can't do that. I can't go on stage and like you said. So yesterday I did that, and people don't laugh. I said, "Fuck, I see nobody here love me. Pretend you have a big dick and take my confidence back. It's impossible for me to do that."
Yeah, that's true.
So where do you find your confidence when you go on stage when you have an anxiety problem in life?
I think I process it differently, right? Because I think when I'm dealing with people in a room with a lot of people, I feel like I'm not in control of how they perceive me, you know? But on stage, I can create a character, I can be whoever I want, and they think that's who I am, you know? So I'm in control of it. In real life, I'm not in control, and anything can happen, and I don't want to deal with it, you know?
Okay.
And I'm also a narcissist. Like, I care about me more than I care about other people, because they're not me, so they don't matter as much.
Yes, but if somebody is going to die swimming, going to try to help him, or are you going to let him die?
You know,
because narcissistic is important in comedy.
Is he Jewish or non-Jewish?
Voilà.
Makes a bit of a difference. Voilà.
Wow. So I just died. Wow.
Yo, I'd go to your funeral, I'd say something nice.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Maybe.
I'd say something
maybe.
Nice.
You're not sure, eh?
I'm not sure.
Depends how you're going to feel there.
Yeah. I'm going to take a picture and I don't want
to. Where's the egg sandwich buffet? So, okay, so it's fun. No, mate, do you talk about that?
What, about my social anxiety?
In comedy, yeah.
Nah, not too much, because I think when I started, I talked a lot more about like everything that was really me and depression and stuff like that, but I think people want to have more of a good time on stage.
Yeah, but everything, you can talk about
that. Of course you can talk about
and
everything.
And be funny.
But for me, I find that like I don't really like want to focus on my anxiety so much. Like, I don't find that it's a funny part. It's something I can make fun of as well as I can make fun of the other parts of my
life. You're not daring for now.
Yeah,
that's something you think about that when you sit and say, I would like to talk about something, because you talk about your life.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I talk about being jealous of other people's confidence. That I can talk about, you know. Like, I've had jokes about that, just like when you meet someone who doesn't give a shit and like how gross it is, but also how jealous you are of that human, you know.
Yeah.
Someone who has like dandruff all over their shoulders and they know it's there, you know, but they're just talking. And if I had dandruff on my shoulders every day, I would never leave my house.
What is that?
Dandruff from your hair, you know, like the
Yeah. Like Elden shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you have earwax in your ear, you know.
Yeah, wax in my ear a lot.
You know? But some people, you meet them.
And I have air in my nose.
Fine,
because
but you think about it. You know what I mean? You care. Maybe you're self-conscious about it. Some people, they're just like, it's the way I am. I don't give a shit. And I'm grossed out by it, you know? And that's why I'm self-conscious myself, because I judge people. And I expect that everyone judges people the way I judge people. So I deserve to be judged just as harshly,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
So if I see someone looking like a piece of shit outside or dirty, I think, wow, what a dirty piece of shit, you know?
Yep.
And I would think that if I leave dirty, people should think the same of me, you know? So
yes.
I'm naturally in that spot.
So this is not narcissistic, like how you think.
Well, it's narcissistic.
It's narcissistic is just
Narcissist is a big word I heard once in a
class.
And I use it all the time.
Yeah. It's a big word.
It sounds like something. Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like very.
Like I know how to speak English.
Yeah. Malade mentale. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And you're not. No. Narcissist is good in the everything. I'm jealous. Yeah. Okay. But jealousy is good if you can use properly, or if you can understand you're jealous.
Right.
You know you're narcissistic.
Right.
Normally, a narcissistic doesn't know he's narcissistic.
I mean, like, I'm narcissistic.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Mitoman? Somebody who lie all the time. What is the name of that? When somebody lie all the time.
A guy who lies all the time.
No, you have a name. You have a name like a narcissistic.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's mitoman.
It's definitely not, because that's not.
No, is that something that thing? So, but the person who lie all the time doesn't know he lie.
Yeah, of course they.
Because he's a narcissistic liar.
Yeah, I guess people in there.
So you're not narcissistic.
They're not able to admit.
You know,
it's the biggest part.
You like yourself.
Yeah, I mean, like I know.
You know, in the shower.
No, I know that. Like here, I do a podcast with.
Really?
Yeah, with Jason Sellin. Right.
Shout out to Jason. He came here. Was great.
Yeah, Jason.
He loved put his bottle there.
Yeah.
Come back the bottle there. Put the bottle there.
A lot of action for no reason.
What,
yeah.
What?
So Jason and I were very different. You know?
Jason is very low profile.
Low profile, and he's
like
friendly, but he's also very friendly, right?
Oh yeah.
So he does
very
a lot.
Educated, very
educated.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a smart dude.
Yes.
But you know what? No, he's not. Hold on.
No. When you talk to him, nothing like personal.
Again, it's words, right? He knows a lot of words, and people think you know a lot of words, you're smart, but he's not. You just know a lot of words.
Yes.
So he knows a lot of English words.
Yeah.
But he's the type of guy that when we go to open mics, he's nice to everybody. And even if you're brand new and you go to talk to him, he's super friendly.
But why are you cocky like that?
I'm not cocky, man. Oh. I just don't care. You know? Like, if we start working together a lot, we'll start being friends and we'll chat and we'll have fun. And sometimes I'll come in and I'll be in a grumpy mood. We're coworkers. You know what I mean? Like so sometimes we're cheering, we're having a great time.
Yeah.
And other days, this is not my personal life. I don't have to worry that you're going to be grumpy, like, you know, orange mean, you know, unless it's spots, and that's when it's all comes crumbling down, when you're like, oh shit, now you realize that the only people who run comedy shows are new comedians, because they're brand new and they want spots, so they run shows, and you have to be nice to these people.
In case they become somebody.
Not in case, because they book their local show. They have a great show once a month that they have all their friends that are still coming to shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you need to get into those, or else you're only doing the bigger shows in Montreal. But if you're only doing the paid shows, the bigger shows in Montreal, you're working twice a week. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I watch, and it's not because I don't like any of them, you know? In fact, I don't have an opinion on most of them. You know, I just am not in the mood.
You don't need it.
No, it's not that I don't need it, but that makes me sound gross, and it makes me feel gross.
No, you don't need to love everybody at a comedy club.
No.
Or an open mic.
No.
No, my point is...
How could you? If you were pretending to...
No, mate, my point is, like, I'm not always happy.
Yeah.
When I'm not happy, I stay home.
Yeah.
I don't bring my garbage with you. Why I will invite you? I said, okay, so...
Yeah, no, for sure.
We have a shoot.
For sure, yeah.
Talk about your life, man.
Yeah. But podcast different. Podcast.
No, in life, I'm like that too.
Right, yeah.
Okay, trust me, if I hate you, trust me, I will never talk to you. I'm not hypocrite.
Yeah, I know.
If I don't like you, I don't like you.
I know.
I'm going to wait strike one, strike two, strike three, you're out. Okay, no, it's true.
Yeah.
Because... we are human beings first. Sometimes the chemistry don't work,
for sure.
You know, and sometimes you say, did I do something wrong?
I think that's the problem, is that, like, I don't realize how often my not caring comes off as not liking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not that it's just not that, you know? Yeah. So in a moment where I just don't like taking, like I'm just not a cheesy, I just don't do it, but I know I go home and my girlfriend's like, you should take the picture, it's good for Instagram, it's good for whatever. And I'm like, you're right, I just in those moments feel like such a cheese ball, and I think I watch it and I'm like, oh, let's all pretend we're best friends, and it's like, I can't do it. It's other times I can go right in the zone, you know?
Yeah, but I don't do that.
No,
I don't take
I'm not,
picture to pretend to be friend with you.
No, I know that's
it's
not
because
wrong.
we live something so...
Original, yeah.
Do comedy, it's not easy, man.
Yeah, it's not easy. Yeah,
put something together.
Yeah.
If a night I bomb and you're there, I'm gonna remember for forever.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, but nobody is gonna remember
that.
You need to be weird to do that.
That's true.
And we need to be weird together.
Yeah,
because what is the point?
That's true.
stay home or do your own open mic night with your friend, you know. Yeah. But I understand at the same time, because rejection is a part of our job. Okay.
Yeah.
The rejection.
Sure. Yeah. It is.
Because we bomb more than we kill. Okay.
Yeah. And, yeah.
And so we have to know that when somebody bomb, lo, I'm not ashamed of him. No. I'm not. I say good job, buddy, and people say, why you said that? I bomb.
Yeah.
This is because it's the goal. It's the muscle.
Like I didn't say good job.
I'm not sarcastic.
Up there. I'm like good job.
Trying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because everybody who's judging you when you're bombing, fuck them.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck them because try.
Yeah.
And if they kill, say, okay, bravo, you kill. Tomorrow, another one, and another one.
For you to have that energy is already something I'm jealous of because I can't look at a bomb like at least you tried. The words "at least you tried" makes me want to vomit. You know, like
really?
I don't want to be the person who at least I tried.
I saw you bombing often.
Of course, thank you. Thanks.
No, mate.
Yeah. No, I bomb a lot. Sure, it
happens. It's not the negative bombing.
Yeah, of course,
bombing is just to find the good. The jump. The joke was not good.
Yeah, it's part of the job.
Maybe you did not assume.
Yeah.
But I saw you kill too, though.
Yeah.
I remember. At the Rosewood.
Yeah.
Well, how many times I tell you, man, great job, great job.
Yeah, no,
and
sure.
What did you do?
Probably fuck you.
No. And now you're like a little bit pissed off when I said you bombed. I said you're good. And said, hey, come on, man.
I don't like any criticism.
Exactly. But remember, you always, remember.
Yeah.
You have to remember.
Yeah.
When you also at Rosewood.
Yeah.
You did a fucking good job. People on stage, remember?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I remember which one you're talking about.
And I say, good job, man. Good job. Take it, because it's us.
I'm not good at taking compliments. I'll never get good at it. It's not something I'm good at taking. And it's funny. I used to say that the reason I started comedy was because the only compliment I could accept was when someone said, you're funny, you know? So I'd be like, oh, thank you. I appreciate it. But now that I'm a comedian, when people say I'm funny, I suck.
So what do you want, man?
What do I want?
Yes, what do you want in comedy? If you don't like to say you bomb or you don't like the
criticism. Oh, like what kind of...
Why you do that if you don't like... You're never satisfied.
No. I do... Well, first of all, I'm never satisfied. That's just life.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
In life in general.
Yeah, that's okay.
So you're going to eat, fuck, what's that good? That's
yeah, exactly.
You take a puff, fuck, a puff, that good.
Yeah, that's...
So you wake up...
Never met a Jewish person before?
No. I wake up like that, yes.
Yeah.
I'm
that's
alive.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
How do you wake up? Like... I need 15 coffee before I'm happy.
I wake up and I go, again? Fucking again with this shit? All this again?
Oh, wow.
And I look in the mirror, I'm like, you still?
Man, it's beautiful because I feel that often.
Yeah.
It's why I do, yes.
Sure, yeah.
Because if I keep that, I'm going to have a shitty day.
But it's funny because I think... You deal with your stuff better, you know, because you are aware of it. Like in your jokes, you're angry at everybody, you know, you're often angry at the innocent customer service person, but you're mad at them, like really
incompetent
mad.
People.
Yeah, exactly. So you have it in you, that pure disdain for life.
I hate life. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate life. I think life sucks, man.
But how could you wake up every day and
because I'm here.
I can't wait.
Why? Doing something wrong all the time when you can just change the way you think and pass your life faster and more fun.
Fuck, man, it's a beautiful way to think.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. It's
because,
really nice.
Yes, why I do that, you think? I don't make money. The only thing I do that is because I can exchange the same pain we have together.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Life is painful. Yeah. This is painful. Everything's painful. But it's possible to change that positively.
Yeah.
You decide... to wake up negatively or positively, okay?
Yeah.
Every time I have a situation in life, I'm not happy when the situation arrives. Yeah. I'm not like, oh, fuck, I have a flat tire, woo! No, but I change that.
Sure.
And I try to find the reason why.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're in charge of how you react to anything that happens to you.
Yes.
So if you react negatively, it's your choice to do that.
Exactly.
The situation is what it is.
Yes.
So you can react the way you want, but that's the only thing you're in control of.
Yes.
Situation happened, but you're in control of your reactor.
Yes.
And I believe that, and I would preach that to any human, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I have any control of it, because me personally, I struggle.
I mean, it's the muscle. You have to think about that all the time.
Sure. Yeah.
All the time, you have to practice all the time. Like, why I'm fat? Because I don't go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to go to the gym, I need to put more time. It's like everything, you know?
Yeah.
So you... What do you think? Okay, so you never explained me why you need so much attention to go on stage. You said you have an anxiety problem in life, but But when did you realize that you don't have an anxiety problem when you go on stage?
Well, I mean, I've always been like the type of person that have anxiety problems, but put me in a controlled group of people that I feel comfortable with, and I'll get loud and, you know, and start like acting out and making jokes and trying to get the laughs, and I'll become the class clown once I'm comfortable, you know? But if there's any competition, I'm out. You know, like if there's any other person in the room who's also like kind of that energy, I bump out immediately. So back in high school, I wasn't really that person. I had to find other ways to get attention, like be the depressed person or something like that, so that people would pay attention to me, because I knew I couldn't be the funniest or like the craziest or the wildest, because I didn't have that in me. But I still needed tons of attention. So I had to find a way to make attention for myself.
This is funny.
So I did, and I just became like depressed. I'm like, you know, like funny, watch out. That way everyone started to pay attention to me, and apparently it didn't matter to me if it was good attention or bad attention.
No, exactly. If you laugh about me because I have a big accent, or you laugh about my joke, I don't care. You laugh.
Exactly. So like the sympathy was the attention that I needed back in high school, and that's what I got. But then when you get older and you realize you're more in control of your life, that's when you realize you can choose where you get that.
So let's go there. Okay. Do you have a brother or sister?
I'm the middle child. I have an older and younger sister.
Does it something affect you to be in the middle?
I mean, people always say that it's a classic middle child syndrome to need attention and to always be trying to like act out to get that attention. So I guess in that way I am, but I mean, I can't.
Did you feel that young when you you need more attention because your brother is more cool?
Call myself a narcissist, because I don't even think I was paying attention to how much attention they were getting. I was just so focused on how much I could get, you know? So it's not like, they were getting too much. I don't even think about people enough to think of that when I was a kid. All I thought about was me. And like, I also was like completely content being alone for hours and hours on end, because I find myself super, supremely entertaining. I think I'm the funniest person and the most creative person.
This is good, by the way. You
need that. Sure, of course. It's great. It's
you need that. You start strong.
Yeah.
I mean, I never start with, I'm the best. I never did that. I said, if I just can't be there with, go inside, you know?
I'm going
to be happy.
Yeah, for me, the industry beat me up once I got in, you know? Like, when I got in, I was like, I'm going to kill this. I'll have an hour in a week from now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is my competition. I remember, like, being so cocky at first.
Wow.
And then I listened back to those sets, and I was so bad.
When you say you listened back, so at the time, you thought you killed?
Yeah, I thought it was the man.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was doing well when I started, but it's mostly just because I had stage presence. I was older. I was in my 30s. I had already figured out how to be on stage. I was always good at acting and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you're right. You're comfortable on stage.
Yeah, so
it's why you always host.
Yeah, that's why they put me as a host, because I can be loud, because I have energy on stage that kind of comes out of nowhere, you know? But I smoke a lot of pot in my normal life, so I really...
So you have an anxiety problem,
and
you smoke weed.
Yeah, my doctor doesn't think it's a great combination, but I have like you know...
Do you smoke before to go on stage?
Yeah, I always smoke.
So this is another thing.
Yeah.
When I say you want to take a picture, so I'm like, I'm high, man. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know?
But I'm always high. So it's like literally
I didn't know.
Yeah.
You're high now?
Yeah, I'm high now. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the champ, man.
Elbow.
Oh, sorry. Oh, nice.
We're so close. It doesn't even matter. Yeah, we should be making out.
Exactly. Just spit on me now. It's fuck.
I'm so sorry.
No, man, you're high now. Wow. It's weird. So when you don't smoke, you're weird.
Yeah,
feel you're weird because
first of all, let's like
because
separate.
You know when you condition yourself on something.
No, I don't think I'm weird. I think I'm
so mad. You can walk on St. Catherine, not smoking weed, nothing though.
Yeah, I don't know that I can do almost anything. Like I it's a crutch of mine, you know, like weed. I go to weed all the time because it just like calms my thought process. I find it just makes
but
me.
But I can see that it's impossible to know.
I get high a
you're
lot.
A professional of weed, man.
Yeah, I am.
TH, how much it is?
It depends. I don't even know. I don't.
15, 12.
The THC.
Yeah.
In this thing, I have no idea. It doesn't even say on them. They just look like something that's gonna kill you.
Wow. So you have so you smoke nicotine.
This one's nicotine, and this one's the THC.
So when you're down, you smoke nicotine. When you're high,
I smoke all day long.
Okay.
And then this, I have all the addictions in the world, you know. But I try to stay off the hard stuff.
Are you a drinker?
Yeah, I like to drink.
Okay, now he's gonna smoke weed. Wow.
Yeah.
Raspberry weed?
Shouldn't
this flavor?
It tastes like something. I don't know what.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Okay, so me, I can't smoke on before to go on stage.
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, that's also, people don't smoke a lot. There's a lot of things they can't do high because they'd be so different, and it's fun for them, and it's a different type of thing. For me, it's a little medical. I kind of smoke some joints throughout the day to keep myself, my stomach, and my mind. That like,
mate, I don't judge you smoking weed.
Oh no!
I love saying, smoking weed.
Yeah, I have
my
problem.
Point. My point is, before a show,
yeah, no problem.
Go on stage high.
But Jason,
it's impossible.
Like Jason has said, and my girlfriend has also said, they see the difference. Like if I smoke right before, you know, if I'm super high and I get on stage, there's a difference, you know. But I find that it's an adrenaline rush, right, when
yes.
you get on stage.
Yes.
So
you kill that.
It kills it. Yeah, it yes. kills it. So what the pot is really doing for me is trying to calm me down before I go on stage, so I'm not just
yes.
being nervous like a crazy person.
Yes.
And then once I get on stage, boom, it goes away. Like I used to go snowboarding, right? Yes. I smoke a joint on the way up. High, like 14 years old, so high, get on the snowboard, by the
wow.
time you get to the bottom, sober, you know, completely wow. sober, because the adrenaline kicks
yes.
in.
Do you think it's more stress to go on stage or on a snowboard?
Right now, snowboarding for sure, I would probably kill myself.
Really? Wow, well, you know, Tony opened the sheet,
wow.
and look at that.
Nice.
Tony, I love you. Make some noise, buddy, for Tony,
oh,
the owner. Merci.
Dude, your house is beautiful. I can't believe you have all these people here.
Yes, I see. Really, I'm so grateful. We live, we're 22, sometimes 18, depends how many people arrive.
Yeah.
Do you put sugar?
No.
Not so sugar for, not sugar for you. So we.
So fancy.
Yes, man, let's see. So, okay, so weed calm you. It's. But I would love to do a snowboard, take a big joint up during the, you know, the hike, and you go down.
Will they pick it up if I go the whole time?
Oh, the finger body.
I'm a fancy lady.
Mmm. Huh? Is it a great day or what?
It's good.
Are you happy now? Do you feel young a little bit, like excited?
No, I don't feel young.
Excited a little bit?
I don't feel young, but I think that's why I'm starting to feel happy. Because I think it's the shedding my youth was actually what I needed. Because there's some comfort in getting older, some understanding of what it means, and less pressure of I have to be this thing, and if I don't become this thing, then I'm this biggest failure to the person I was my whole life, you know? And I often say, like, well, I was depressed as a kid, you know, and I tried to kill myself, you know, in high school. For attention, mostly. But I still tried, okay? It could have worked.
With what?
With an invisible knife, no. With, I tried to hang myself
no.
from, like, a radiator like that.
No.
A phone wire.
No.
Yeah, yeah. And the radiator, just the second I hung, the broke, snap, fell on the ground, and it was over, you know? But I still had to admit to my therapist that I did the thing, you know?
Wow.
And I think about it, and, you know, the reason I was so sad was because I thought, I'm not going to make it as an adult, you know? Like, I'm not going to make it. Like, I'm going to be the same piece of shit that I am now, and I'm going to be the guy who lives alone and has a shitty job. Like, I remember I was working at a grocery store doing bagging, and there was a guy 45, 47 years old next to me. He had been the bag boy at IGA for years, and I was thinking, like, this is who I'm going to end up being.
Oh, so good.
So I was
wow.
so sad, and the truth is sometimes I look at my life now, and I think, it's worse than I could have possibly imagined.
Yes, and you do the worst job ever, man.
like, I think because, like, if I really would have saw what actually happened, I would have killed myself for sure.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Like, if I would have saw
I will talk alone now.
Yeah, with my tits and my bad posture and my no hair. If someone would have just, at my age, at 14 years old, shown me a snapshot of this happening right now, I would have killed myself right away. But the thing
really?
Is, I didn't, and I stayed alive, and now I'm actually comfortable with who I am. I make okay money. I have a person, people who love me in my life. I love doing comedy. I've met some great people. If it turns out that I'm a comedian with a special, that would be amazing. But if I still just do it at the clubs and at a local level, but at the highest local level I can for the rest, you know, until I'm older, I think I'm okay with all those outcomes. And that's
so. Would you say the comedy saved your life?
No, I'm not.
No.
That's
because
gay.
Something
that's gay.
You think it's gay?
Yeah. Well,
because
in the funniest way,
the reason.
But yes,
you need a reason.
Yes.
If you try to kill yourself like at 14 years old,
yeah, yeah.
You need a. How old are you? You said
I'm 36.
36 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You love life? You're happy in life, you said.
I'm happy in life, but I...
So, but you don't want to kill yourself?
No, no.
I don't want to delay your video in 2 years because you kill yourself, tabarnak.
No, you have to promote it and kill it in 2 years.
Look, when you become a comedian... Yeah, yeah. No, no, mate, what motivates you? It's comedy. No? You don't...
No, because comedy came so much later, like in my 30s.
No, I mean now.
Now...
Because you said if the kids at 14 years old saw me now, they will not... They would kill yourself for real.
If I saw myself,
yeah.
Because my point of that was, because when I was a kid, I put so much pressure on who I should become when I'm old.
Why?
I had to
your
be
parent
a,
did
I
that?
I had to be a famous actor in my head. I had to be a famous artist. I had to be a famous, the best at something. In my head, and I think a lot of millennials grew up this way.
No, you're
if
gonna
you're
be...
not the best at something, yes. There's no point. You know?
Yes.
So you just back off.
Yes.
And so that was what prevented me from doing everything my whole life, was that I'm not going to be the best. So what's even the point? And I was talking about this with Jason on the podcast about how there's so many things in life that someone's like, hey, you want to do this? And I say no, even though I want to do it, because I'm going to be embarrassed that I'm not going to be good at it, you know? And trying is not something I want to do in front of people. It's embarrassing trying in front of people.
Exactly.
Coming and succeeding, that's what I want to do.
No, I mean, but comedy, though, you need like 1,000 shows before you said, okay,
sure.
I know who I am now.
100%, I agree with
so
that.
Why you suffered, you're so afraid,
right.
Joe.
You're right.
Why you do comedy, you should because you, I don't understand the
comedy came later in life when I just got out of a relationship, and I was in that relationship for like 7 years, 6 years maybe. We lived together, we were very close, so I had a lot of validation coming from home, you know? And then when we broke up, there was nobody laughing at my jokes anymore. I noticed that I forgot to make too many friends in my 20s. I had my like 4 high school friends still by my side, but no one else that I brought into life from graduating high school almost till the present day. And I got no validation for my humor, because that was my number one thing, you know? Like, my girlfriend could come home one day and be like, I saw the sexiest fucking guy in the world today. Oh, I'm so... When, you know, however girls talk, they'd be like, you know, like, and I wouldn't be jealous. It wouldn't make me jealous. But if she said, I met the funniest guy in the world today, I'd be like, you've been living with the funniest fucking guy for 4 years.
So you always knew you were funny, but never did comedy, though.
Yeah, exactly. And I pride myself.
Why? Where's from?
But the reason I probably never tried comedy was because, again, I thought when you put me on the stage next to comedians, I wouldn't be funny anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't want to fail. But then I think the second I was at that age of 30 and out of the relationship, feeling alone, feeling no validation, not feeling funny for the first time in my life, which was the only thing that kind of drove me, I was like, why don't you do the stand-up thing that you've always pretended and like be okay with failure? And then once I was okay with that and just going on stage, it turned out I never had to deal with it because I never bombed, so I didn't have to deal with failure. No, I'm joking.
No. I'm sure you believe that at the time.
But
at the time.
Yeah.
We're going to go there anyway, yeah. So the... So is it because she left you or you left her?
She left me.
Did you try to kill yourself again?
No.
You could?
Yeah, I could have. You're like, why wouldn't you at that point?
No, you have nothing.
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld has a joke. He goes, I don't get people who tried to commit suicide, failed, and don't try again. Because now you're just another thing you're not good at.
Wow. Because you failed to try to kill yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So you should be more sad now. You know?
Yeah. We'll be happy.
Yeah. There's a story of a girl in New York who jumped off the jumped into the trains and in the metro, in the subway, jumped in to kill herself. But she jumped the wrong way and it hit her legs and broke and stopped and just fucked her whole body up. And she's still alive, but now she's just like. Now the only way she can kill herself is someone else does it for her. So
do you rethink about that? Like when you try to suicide yourself? Like, are you happy to miss?
No, I definitely didn't. I don't think I thought about it so much. I thought it was a dramatic gesture.
Okay.
And I think I really do honestly believe, and this is not always true, but I think at least in my case, if I really wanted to do it, I would have done it.
Yes.
There's a lot of ways to do it.
It was, like you said, a way to need attention.
Exactly. And I just probably was in, like, you know, like, I'm not saying that when I did it was like, this better not fucking work, you know? I was like, you know, in the zone. I was playing Everybody Hurts by REM on the CD player on repeat, you know? This is how they're gonna find me, you know? And like my poetry book out, you know, with a pen, so it looked like I just wrote it, you know, but even probably my best poem that I could find, you know.
Oh yeah, and you always rethink about everybody's gonna cry because you're not there anymore.
Dude, that's how I always talk about, and in therapy you learn like how much it was just for attention, because in all my thoughts about killing myself, it's all about how people will react, and you're like, see, that's all I care about.
Yeah.
I just want people to be like, see, he was serious, oh no, like,
yeah,
you know,
for 30 minutes.
Exactly.
And after that, just fuck up. Yeah. Anyway, we never think about that. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I've
but this is narcissistic.
Exactly, it's narcissistic.
Is, yeah,
and
yeah.
Where and it's also the craziness of when I was a teenager. I was so narcissistic that I never really thought about what I was really putting my family through. You know, like I really didn't. It was really rude of me that I was so rude. So rude to kill yourself. How can you be so rude and try to kill yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
No, but I didn't think about that. I didn't realize what I was putting them through, you know? Like, they put me in the hospital for like 2 weeks on watch after they found out that I'd tried, you know? And they were watching me, and I couldn't take a shower by myself, and it was serious. But to me, I was like, these fucking people crazy, you know?
Yes, because when you're young, you think you know everything.
Yeah, and in my head, I'm like, it's gonna add it to my rap sheet of crazy, crazy Orin, you know? Like, look how crazy Orin is. And but I didn't realize my parents were crying every night, thinking like, oh my God, our son wants to die. You know what I mean? And we don't know how to raise him.
Yeah.
And like, I don't realize what the hell I put them through. And thank God that they're great, you know? But it's crazy how self-obsessed I was as a teenager. Like, it really is crazy.
But imagine if you use that in the focus of comedy.
Yeah, sure.
You're gonna succeed, man.
Yeah, as long as I can paint myself as a changed person and laugh at that kind of like asshole I used to be.
Because you have so much material.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Not, you don't need to talk about yourself about that. You can just explain that in the newspaper.
Can you send me this when it's done so I can make some notes?
No, because it's not, because I, you know what? When you start comedy, you know, so many things to learn. But the first thing important to learn when you start...
Move the mic stand.
Yes. but it's to believe in your joke.
Yeah.
The only person who is... Because I don't know if it's funny. You think it's funny? Yes. Go for it.
I know. I have that problem.
Take time about that.
Yeah. I heard... what's your name? Whitney Cummings. She was talking about how like whenever a comedian like says, is that funny, you don't think that's funny or something like that, it's like, don't give them the power to decide.
You exactly.
You decided by telling it, and you let them know that you know it's funny. You know what I mean? It doesn't really matter how they're reacting to
it. Exactly.
But it's hard to do because you become self-conscious in moments. I start to talk so fast, you know? I can't take the silence sometimes.
She's a pro.
Yeah.
I talk about when you start, you need to believe in your joke.
No, that's what I mean. Like, that's the mentality you need to go to go on with. Is like,
yes, it's your joke. Yeah. It's your, if you let the people, in life too, eh? If you let the people let you out to live, it's your screw, look.
Yeah.
You know, it's my choice.
Yeah.
So let's go at your first show. Remember when your first show?
I kind of remember it, yeah.
Where was your first show, remember?
The Comedy Nest.
Okay, so did you know Comedy Nest exists at the time?
Of course, yeah. Of course.
Did you went there before?
But not to like, not right before, not to study. I'd been there a lot in my life randomly to go see shows, but I in no way was like, I'm gonna go watch comedians for a few weeks before I try.
No, okay.
You know when you're doing comedy at open mics and you start to see like some woman or some guy, they're a lot, someone new, they're not doing on stage, but they're audience members, or they're fans because they're coming to all the open mics, and you know that in 2 weeks they're going to be on stage.
Yes.
And they're just trying to find a way to
yes.
do it, you know?
Yes.
You always meet people like that that are like so acting so interested in your comedy, and then like weeks later they're on stage and like, they're like, okay, not a fan, just a guy who wants to do comedy.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. No, it's true. So
I think it was at the Nest, and I didn't know, I knew, it's where the only place I wanted to do my first. Like, I didn't want to do it at a bar, it just didn't...
Comedy Works, the Yuck Yucks?
Comedy Works was probably debatable, I don't think I knew about it as much.
Okay.
And I think it was really like...
But what year? Nest,
4 or 5 years ago, right? 20.
Okay, so all the club was there?
No, Yucks didn't exist.
2016?
Or Yucks just closed, or it was just closing when I started.
So they closed in 2016.
Yeah, so that's when I started, right around
okay,
there.
Okay.
And then the Nest was the only place, because you know what? Also, I think I had lied to like my ex girlfriend at the time.
Whoa.
That I had tried comedy, you know, and that I was doing it at the Nest once in a while. And because I knew I wanted to, but I think I told people that I did.
Whoa.
And I realized, Warren, you lied. Like, what if they find out? And I really was like, so you have to go to the Comedy Nest and do a set, so at least you can say you didn't. And so that was.
But why you lie? Is it because to prepare yourself?
No, just
because it was too much stress.
I want to be like, look how cool. Look, I'm doing great. Like, I'm just talking to like people that my ex knows. So I want to act like me. I'm doing comedy. You want to know how is she doing? I want to know how she's doing right now. It's me. You know, I'm doing comedy. So, you know how cool comedians are. You know, that's what I was trying to do.
So let's go there. Before I want to know everything about when you did your first show. I want to know, because for you it's special. The way you think about how it was to be a comedian, and now what you know about what is to be a comedian. Can you tell me the difference?
Sure.
About the Oren before.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Before his first show, you know.
Well, the Oren before, one of the big things is that I don't have so many female friends in my life, and if I do, they're kind of like tailored to like my male view of life, you know. And so I think that I thought whatever I made my bros laugh at when we were hanging out was comedy. That, I was also stricken with the Louis C.K. virus at the time, which is a lot of guys who like heard Louis and all they heard was the swearing and I hate my kids and stuff like that, and thought I could do that and come out there and just say very manly, stupid things, but with no jokes behind them and no heart behind them. So I like thought like if you make the sound effect of a woman sucking a dick, that would be hilarious, you know? And I go see Derek Sagan, let's say, and I hear him do the noise, and all I hear is the noise. So I'm like, so you just do the noise, and everyone thinks it's funny. But he has an amazing joke wrapped around it, you know?
Yes.
And he just does it for one goddamn second in this amazing joke that he has crafted, and he earns that moment to do that, you know?
Yes, the premise is so strong.
Exactly, that he earns it, you know? And then I'm just going up there being like, you know, no. Like, I just said a lot of stupid...
If I go see a show and I'm not on stage, I'm not nervous, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to see a show.
Yeah.
But if the guy says, hey, I have a spot, you want to go there? Everything changed.
Everything changed.
And I'm the same guy.
Yeah.
I'm at the same place. What's happening, you know? So for you, I arrive there, so I'm going to start comedy, you know, it's easy, blah, 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 blah. Remember the feeling when is it?
No, I don't think I thought it was going to be easy. I was nervous, but I was confident because I've done well in like story. I took a storytelling class in university that I murdered. And so I was full of that fake confidence from that and from a drama class that I took. And just from always being like the kind of like as a waiter for years, I served tables, you know? And like when you're a waiter, what you kind of do is like you get this one little titty that you say to somebody and they laugh a little bit.
Yes,
like,
oh. I was.
And then you're like, I got this in my pocket.
Yes.
And like after years, you realize you have bits. You've like developed bits and like you bomb or you kill with your audience, but you choose the only thing that kill. And I realized that I was doing that this whole time. And I used to listen to my bartender, who would have been the best comedian in the world, do the same thing. Like he has a story at the beginning of the day, tells it to a waiter here, then starts with the clients. By the end of the day, he's got a whole bit mapped up, you know? By the end of the week, he's got an hour. It's like crazy because he needs to entertain everyone at the bar. That's why they come to the bar, because they don't want to look right at their partner. They want to look somewhere else, never at their partner, and be entertained for an hour and a half.
Yes.
So I think that was like what brought me on. And then before I went on stage, I had my set. I used to practice it on a webcam, you know, and watch it back and be like, and like I just wanted to be good. Like I knew my set off by heart when I went on stage. And I remember that was the first thing in comedy that I couldn't believe other people didn't do. Like,
yes, exactly.
I was like, how do you not know it off by heart? Like it's 5 minutes, man. You
yes.
know what I mean? Like it's something you should know yes. backwards, forwards, your yes. pauses, your everything.
Yeah.
But I, you know.
So remember your first show?
I don't remember. Two things happened that show, and they're from two people that I cannot place. I've always tried, but my memory's fogged. One person, like everybody does, like with the first comedian, especially when they're pretty good. When you see a comedian brand new and he's pretty good and he doesn't move the mic stand, some fucking comic loves to go up to him and be like, by the way, move the mic stand, or I just tipped from the pro. It's like, he'd figure it out, okay? You know, give him another few shows without you telling, he would have figured it out. So somebody did that to me, and I cannot for the life of me remember who it was. And a female comedian came up to me and told me that I was really funny. I remember that too, but I
just... So see, this is at the end.
At the end of my first
set.
Okay,
no, I want to go there though. Okay, you there?
Yeah.
Do you remember where you are in the lineup?
No.
You don't remember?
No,
so this day is very flu.
Yeah, I also don't remember another person on the lineup. I couldn't tell you
do
one
you remember,
other person.
Do you remember, did you bring some friend?
No.
Did you drink?
Probably not.
Did you smoke?
Yes.
Okay,
for sure.
So you don't. So the guy would present you. Did you take the mic like you said to put the stand?
No. So he told me after my set to do that. So.
Okay. So yeah. you did you take the mic?
I took the mic out, but I probably left the stand. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. This is funny.
Yeah. Okay. Just sitting in front of me.
So this is funny. Okay. Yeah. So the light. Talking on the mic, you never did that, look.
No, so I must have been awful at it when I started, but I don't remember thinking about it too much. I remember trying to keep it relatively distant from my face because I know I talk loud, as opposed to like other people who's like attach it to their chin.
Yeah.
And I didn't record it.
Okay.
So I don't remember it at all because I think I was ready to forget it forever, you know. But it filled me with a lot of confidence and joy, and I really thought I murdered it.
Oh, were you ready?
No, I thought I murdered it.
How many people was in the
audience? I think it was a small audience.
And did you see the red light?
No, I don't remember. I probably went past it because no.
You think you did too much? Probably. Did you hear the laugh?
Yeah, I heard laughing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard laughing.
So you heard what you want to hear.
Yeah, because I had a lot of dirty jokes when I started. They were all about like STD and this, that. So sometimes I think I'm confusing reaction with laughter, you know? And that's okay with me. I like a big reaction sometimes. I'm not looking only for a laugh. I like you know, like I like that shit. But my first few sets, like I have my second or third set from the Comedy Nest, Comedy Works. And that when I listen to it, I have no energy. I'm like... And all my jokes are kind of like just weird and like.
Yeah, this we're gonna go sex. There because this is great. This is the funny part because you kill. You said, not in your head. In my head.
I do not think I actually killed, but I definitely.
No, in
did
your head.
Yeah, I know that the tempo,
when you get off of the stage, how you feel?
Yeah, I felt great.
You feel that it's for you.
Yeah.
But the third show, you feel off. You said.
No, I still. In my memory, that one that I'm telling you that I have a video of the comedy works, I remember murdering it. But not as good as someone else. I think Thomas LeBlanc was on the same show and he brought most of the audience and he was killing it, you know. But he was better than me because he had confidence. I'm very weird. Like, I talk about how depressed I am. I talk about the breakup and, like, I use the depression, like, all I do is jerk off all day. And, like, that's a lot of jokes about how my dick doesn't work and I'm just depressed. Like, that was, like, my set, you know. It was, like, my entire thing was just like that. And I remember, like, I invited the girl I'm dating now. I invited her to one of my shows. And
I meet her, right?
Yeah, Carly, the red hair.
Yeah.
And I was doing one of my sets, and the whole time I'm just like yelling about my ex-girlfriend type set.
Fuck. Yeah. I'm not happy to be the next one.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, wow, okay, he invited me to listen to him complain about his ex-girlfriend.
Watch out if you leave me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to wrote another 5 minutes.
It all goes in here.
How long you are with her?
2 years now.
2 years now? Yeah. And she's still like you?
Yeah.
Still like your lifestyle?
Yeah, I think she finds me a bit less funny.
It's weird to live with a comedian.
It is weird.
Did she...
She's exhausted.
Yes. Yeah. Did she smoke weed?
Mm-mm.
No weed?
No.
So you never smoke weed together?
No, she doesn't smoke
weed. Wow, she smokes cigar?
No, nicotine though. This
like that, okay. Yeah. Wow, okay, so she drink more than she smoke?
Yeah.
So she drink...
Yeah.
When she's drunk and you're high, it's a weird.
If she's drunk, I'm usually drunk too. I'm drunk.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And anyway, because we don't know you're high all the time. Me, if I'm high, you will know I'm high.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I don't go for maybe like I'm.
And I can't go outside. Look. It's impossible.
Yeah, yeah, you're one of those.
You said you have anxiety, and me, I have anxiety if I smoke.
That's why my doctor.
And not anymore because like people will judge me because I smoke weed. No, it's not about that. Just about like when I smoke, look, I'm at home, watching something or play video game, comfort food, exactly. You know, because I'm off.
Yeah.
So why I would go and see. Yeah. On street when everybody's high.
I feel a little bit more on when I'm at a sweet spot of high. But I do feel now that I'm getting older, I kind of might have to go on to something that change, you know, make a change. We'll see.
Did you always smoke weed in
there? Yeah, ever since high school.
It's why you're a bit sweet.
Yeah.
Why is that a bit sweet?
Yeah.
I would say a bit sweet in English.
You built a...
Just to it? Just...
I don't know, I don't have English.
It's a bit sweet. You speak French?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you know how
you
it's
built a tolerance.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You never talked. Weed could be your problem about depression.
Of course, it could be. But the depression existed before the weed. But
But did he grow or he disappeared?
The depression?
Yeah, when you smoke, do you feel more depressed?
It's really hard for me to gauge because I don't really go to like I don't really go to a pure sober moment, you know? Like when I wake up, I don't feel completely different, but I'm instantly too angry, like I'm too uppity and like I have too much energy, you know? So I just smoke weed to like calm me the fuck down. I can't sit still, really.
You touch like that. You like me, TDAH?
ADD, but ADD. I was never
diagnosed. But you need ADD in this job.
Yeah, maybe. Not really.
You can't sit 9 to 5, Virgin Radio with neon.
But that's what I do all day.
Bob, where's the dossier 32?
Yeah.
You can do that,
yeah,
huh?
It's hard, but I do. I have a full-time job.
In the office?
Yeah, that I'm getting paid for right now.
How you do that?
Well, because it's...
You smoke weed?
I smoke weed. I work from home mostly.
Okay.
So I can...
Exactly my point.
Yeah.
Home is not an office.
But I can't... But you're right. Like, I'd go crazy. And
yes.
I just go crazy in life. In normal life, I almost... Like, you know, almost every person I've been with who's like lived with me, they're always like, you should try to stop smoking weed, you know, because of the smell and just because it like sometimes
smell good.
And sometimes I'm exhausted and they're just like, you're too tired, you know?
Yeah.
And it's true. But at the same time, if I don't smoke a joint, they're like, go smoke a joint, you're so fucking annoying. You know?
Wow.
You won't like shut up for a second, go smoke a joint,
wow,
and relax. And I think that's a big part of it, you know, because I don't want to be that, you know.
Did you find something new about you because of the pandemic? When everything stopped for the last 4 months, what did you do? Did you find something, a new passion? You start a podcast.
I'm sure it's
because of that.
Yeah, we started. I mean, we wanted to do it forever before, but
yes, but because of that,
it's also because Zoom was so acceptable. We were like, oh, if everyone's accepting the quality of Zoom, then we'll just do it. And now we're like, okay, now let's buy some equipment, and now I think we're gonna start doing it live. But we were doing it on Zoom the whole time.
I know, I saw that.
So now we're.
I saw that.
Yeah. So, anyways, it's good. It's going well so far.
You're not in the same place.
No, we're not.
Okay,
it's
exactly.
Two screens on. Yeah, exactly.
Try to remember when I saw that. So, did you start piano?
No.
Not that yet?
No.
Did you start to find something else about you didn't know about you? In the last 4 months?
No, I don't think so.
No. Never
confidence. I think a little bit of confidence and comfort in the idea that that I'm okay with this. You know, like it's not so bad. I got a job right before it. Like I switched jobs right before, and I'm very busy with work. And I've saved so much money through this pandemic that I was able to like pay off an entire credit card. It's just crazy without the bars and without the guy. It's crazy how much comedy has cost me money. That is so sad. Is the truth that like I like to look at my receipts at the end of the year from the comedy that I get receipts from. You know, not always get receipts, but I like to make an adjustment to see how much I made from comedy in a year. And I never think about how much I spent on it. And Jesus fucking Christ.
Yes.
It's so funny how anyone spends so much money on a hobby until it starts to pay. And only like you either will spend money or you'll make tons, but I feel like there's no middle, you know.
But do you think you're gonna make money someday and just do that full time? Is it a goal you want to achieve?
Yeah, no, it's
how many minutes you have killer you're proud of
right now?
Yes,
well, I'll be 30,
so you could middle,
yeah.
So
I think
why you don't, did you ask at the nest?
Because the truth is, like, I got myself in a lot of debt in my 20s, right? Oh. At the nest?
15? Okay. Can you middle 15?
Yeah, I could do it, but I've never asked the nest. I respect David a lot, that I think he notices when you're starting to get ready, and he offers you more time as you grow with them, you know?
No, I know, but you can ask.
I know you can ask, and it works, and there's some people who ask for spots every week, and it helps them to get spots, and
yes,
because I'm shy and whatever, and don't want to come off like that.
You don't want to disturb people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you don't.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, nice guys.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But me, my father always said, if you never ask, you will never know, you know?
Yeah.
So ask, and until they say, get out, stop.
Yeah.
But you're not like that. You don't like to,
no.
I sent an email, you said...
Like I sent I sent him one after the pandemic, you know? I sent him one, be like, hey, welcome back, you know? I'd love to like do some spots, let me know.
Yes.
But that's it. And then I didn't hear back for a little while, and then he messaged me, you
mm-hmm.
know? And like, I think it works for sure. Like sometimes you hear in the, like from the comics that you're talking with, when you know when he's looking for a last minute spot, you know, because you'll get like someone will get a phone call, you know, or an email, and you'll be hanging out with them. He's like, oh, David just asked me last minute for tomorrow, you know. And you know that means he has some slots this weekend that he's last minute trying to fill. Now, maybe he's not thinking of you, but if you send an email right now, then he'd be like, oh, shit, you know? Like one time he sent me an email, hey, you want to do Thursday, right? And Thursday is one spot, right? So Friday, two spots. Saturday, two spots. Thursday, one spot.
Yeah.
And I go to him, I can't Thursday. And he goes, want to do Friday? I go, of course I want to do Friday. What are you talking about? Do I want to do Friday? You know, because it's two spots. It's paid more. Why would you not give me Friday if you have Thursday, you know? So it's like all you have to do is ask a little bit and he'll give you. He's not thinking like that. He's thinking, I need a spot Thursday, not what you'd prefer.
And you need to understand that the narcissist we have, okay, like I'm the best, doesn't help. The goal to have spots all the time is it's when you're always available.
He
always think about you.
Yeah,
it's not about be more funny than another one. It's more accessible.
Yeah, that's
and true. Me when I work at the Nest at the time, I was always there.
Yeah,
always there.
Yeah,
always. If I don't have a show, I'm there. Okay,
that's
if
a smart I don't
have
way
a
to get
if
in.
I don't have a show, you have to understand.
That's a smart way to get in.
Depends what you want in life.
Yeah.
Me, I want to be a professional comedian.
Yeah.
I don't want
to
be.
What does that mean? You have to hang out at the place every single day to get a spot. It doesn't get you a spot.
No,
it
gets you just. You learn.
Yeah.
From other comic on stage.
Yeah.
You make friends.
Yeah.
And he saw you. And I say, hey, I'm available if you have a cancellation tonight.
Okay, so it's funny. Okay? So two things. One, you said the word narcissist and the fact that like you think you're the best. And maybe that's what a narcissist thinks and it's true.
You need that.
But then I'm not a narcissist then. Because I don't think I'm the best. I just constantly...
You don't think now. No. You always thought.
But I'm self-obsessed. You know, I'm
obsessed is great.
I'm self-obsessed, but I don't think I'm the best at all. And I also need the approval of this community to know if I'm good at this or not. Because I
don't need
I do need.
You need, yeah.
Because without it, I don't want to be this person who's telling myself I'm the best. I need the proof, you know?
Yeah.
Now, I know there's some comics that can like message a lot that are not that great and he'll give them spots all the time.
Yeah.
And so there's no validation anymore in that. I know that if I start getting amazing, David will offer me spots all the time. It happens to the best comics. And some of the best comics who never message David and are still like shy around him, but they still get spots all the time. Why? Because they deserve them and they're just that good, you know? So I want to, in my head, I want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy who messages all the time. I want to be the guy that's so good that he gets the spots, you know?
Yes. So to do that,
you
need to be in his top five.
Yeah, exactly.
Not necessarily funny.
No.
Available.
I know, yeah.
And funny.
I know.
And a good human being.
I know.
Not a shitty asshole.
Yeah,
we don't take picture with another comic. You know what I mean?
I've never said no to David. I'm gonna tell you. I went like this.
Good one.
Of David pictures.
Yeah. So, someday you're gonna fuck. I was with Sebastian Borgo. Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, the hustling.
Yeah.
The obsession.
Yeah.
Are you really obsessed? Forget the pandemic.
Yeah.
Forget that. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think you work every day 100% about how to be the best every day in comedy?
No.
So you know what I mean?
No, but I don't do that at anything. I've never done that in anything.
No, mate, you're 36, look.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's why
depends where you want to go in comedy.
I don't know.
You want to just chill?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, because...
I'm a pothead. I'm just going to chill. Yeah.
No, I mean, you just want to chill? You don't...
No.
You never push yourself about that? You just flow the flow, the wave, okay.
I think if I would have tried this a long time ago, I probably would have went full-fledged into comedy. Maybe moved, you know, by now to Toronto or something to try. But when I was 30 and I tried comedy, I was like also sitting in like $15,000 of debt and I needed to pay that off. And
I understand.
And I've been paying it off my whole life. And now I'm 36 and almost out of debt, like pretty much out of debt. But I also don't have any savings or anything to retire on, and I'm gonna be 50 before I fucking know it, you know. And I don't, and I need to make sure that I'm okay, you know.
Yeah, but it's weird for a guy who suicide yourself at 14 years old and miss, and be scared about miss money at 50, you know. My,
I know.
You know,
I know because things have changed. You get older.
I know. You're scared. You're more lazy. You don't want to miss the comfortable.
No, the opposite is now I'm much more aware of like not. I'm not afraid of failure, but I don't want I need to make sure my life is still comfortable. You know what I mean? I still need to make sure I can take care of the people I love. And yes. Those things are more important to me than my dream of doing comedy.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, when did you realize that?
When you meet the people you love, I think. You know, like when you start bringing those people in and you're like, I need, and like maybe you want kids and like all that idea. And if you...
You want kids?
I want kids, yeah. Okay. I like to have kids. And like I want to be able to take care of them. It's much more important to me.
Is it because you realize that it's too tough for you to be a comedian full time, like the level of the next level for you?
I think it's not tough as much as it's like the ratio of people who do well and who don't. That you're like, I don't know if that's the path I need to do right now. Like
Just understand. You mean, what did you mean? You mean that the ratio?
Like you know you. You meet, like the ratio, yeah, what I said before was the ratio of comics that make it compared to the amount of comics that don't make it. You know what I mean? It's not...
What is make it for you?
So, that's a good question. I think that to make it, maybe you need to at least be making like 50 grand a year from comedy, you know, pure comedy. And... I guess that's it. But the thing in my head is, even to make 50 grand, realistically, in Canada, you're on the road every day.
Yeah.
So then there's no kids.
Yes, exactly.
And then there is no people you love.
No, and you can't hang yourself in a shitty motel all the time.
Exactly.
Your dream.
Absolutely, man. I can find a phone way out wire.
Just for fun, I said, not today, not in Saskatchewan, fuck off, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait in Vancouver, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I think that's a scary concept to me a little bit.
But why after 6 years full time?
Yeah.
Being so good.
Full time.
No, but you know what I mean? Yeah. The time you have, no?
Yeah.
Okay? Realize that you suffer a lot in this, okay?
Yeah, I suffer a lot, but I love it. I love
doing
comedy.
Yes, but it's like...
And I want to do it forever. Like, I don't want to stop doing it.
You don't feel like it's like...
But I wouldn't mind. What I'm trying to say is I wouldn't mind middling and maybe even headlining once in a while in Montreal at the Nest or at the or whatever Sid ends up doing or whatever these places. Going to Ottawa, going to Toronto once in a while to do those spots too.
To do that,
doing corporates in the city and still having a job that makes sure I'm still making a certain amount of money a year. And it doesn't seem fully possible, but it is also fully possible. And there's always a transition period. Like, I'm ready. If I see $30,000 a year coming from comedy, 35, then I'd be like, I would give up a lot of the money I'm making right now to even, like, to bring it all the way down to 40 or something like that. I would do that in a heartbeat if it was pure comedy.
Yes.
But it needs to make sense with certain elements. And if I would be like, okay, well, what if I'm 36, right? And if I'm pretending that, oh shit, time's ticking, then I should give up right now. Because time's not ticking, I'm 36. Time was ticking when I was 20 to be a 20-year-old comic, but now I'm an adult, old guy, and if I want to do it in my 50s, whatever, it's the same thing.
Exactly.
So, why not make a certain amount of money in the next 4 years, become your best you can in Montreal? Because here's the truth, there's no point in quitting my job if I'm only staying in Montreal.
No money here.
No, but it's not just that there's no money. There's no sets I can't do because of my job. Do you know what I mean?
No.
There's no shows I can't go do because of my job. You know what I mean? Like I can work full time all day and do all the sets at night and still go to sleep by like 10 o'clock at night and wake up, do both. You know, it's ridiculous for anyone.
Oh yeah, exactly. But
Amarez, you've had Amar on the show before.
Yes.
I love Amar. Well, I love him. But he quit his job. He made so much money to do comedy.
Yes.
You didn't have to quit your job to do comedy. You quit your job, and this is the truth. He quit his job because he hates his job.
Okay.
And he does comedy because he loves comedy. You know?
Yes, but trust me. You know he's right, because the level where you want to go, because you just said to me, I want to headline maybe in Toronto. And
not Toronto,
you can't understand. You don't understand the level of headliner or 45-minute killer. Okay,
not headline.
If you have a day job, you will never assault to have a 45-killer. Think about that.
Look at Mike Patterson, right? Mike Patterson does do the headliner role at the Nest. He has his own weekends there, right?
But he did that forever.
Okay, I'm okay.
Full time.
No, I know, but full time.
He always did that full time.
What are you doing from 9 to 5 that's full time? You're sleeping. You're being a lazy comic who's sleeping all day.
It's being a comedian.
That's bullshit.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, it's not. You know why it's not?
Why?
Because Jerry Seinfeld is fucking rich.
Yeah.
And he still do that all the time. He bombing every night at a club to build another 1 hour. Why he do that?
But did he do it while he was making millions and millions of dollars on his TV show? When he was a writer, producer? When he did a full time job? Was he a comedian that whole time?
He was full time. Poorly. You can't achieve the success if you do that. Listen.
You can't.
It's always weird because the metaphor of comedy, nobody understands. Let's talk about hockey. Like hockey?
No, no, hold on.
No, hold on. Because you can say shit like that and say, oh, yeah.
No, no, but I want
professional, to... professional. Like yeah. you said, how many people succeed in this job, yeah. you think? You said, no.
No, let's not use hockey. Let's use football, the CFL.
CFL. Yeah, CFL.
Let's use the CFL.
Yeah, but they job.
No, but to the CFL, that's the best you can do in Canada as a football. The only other thing you can do in football to be better than that is play in the American League, but that's not going to happen for the people who are doing it at that level. However, being an amazing CFL player is something to be proud of.
Exactly.
But most of them have jobs.
Exactly.
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 So you're the best football player.
No, but you give up. I talk about not give up. I talk about be the best you can.
Yeah, be the best.
The best you can you, though.
While
the
I'm
best
still
you can you, you have to give up your day job.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yes.
I don't think so.
It's why you're going to stir me down.
Okay, fine.
Maybe. No, it's not fine. Think about that.
Hold on. Let me just say. But again, I think in the transition of making enough money, like I said, at 25, something like that, I'm ready to start full-time into comedy. And then at that point, you're right, if you want to go from middle to headliner, yes I have
and
to
one
give
that
it
show
up.
In a
100%, then I have to give it up.
Exactly.
I'm saying on the road to becoming good enough to quit your job, there's so much work to be done to become good enough.
Yes, you're right.
So I'm saying that
you're
I
right.
can...
on the road.
Exactly.
Yes.
And while I'm on the road, anybody I know who's doing comedy at the same level as I am, or even two steps above, okay? And if I use even two, three steps above, still has all fucking day to work if they needed to, okay? Yes. And once they start need to travel, go places, do more sets, always be doing sets, and if you need to always be doing sets, you need to be moving, you can't be in Montreal, then you have to give up your job. And I completely agree with that.
Me, I was bartender, okay?
Yeah. Bartender's a job you can't do. Why? Because you have nights.
And I was burned. Why I'm going to do a shitty open mic at $25 when I do $400. But I remember I was bartender. I saw another comedian in French before I do comedy in English. Okay, and he was like, why are you here? Well, I said, what do you mean?
Yeah.
He said, you're so funny. Why do you do... I said, I do some spot Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know?
Yeah.
And he said, no, you want to be a professional? I said, yeah. You want to pay your rent? You want to live with that? He said, yeah, it's full time. And I was like, fuck you, man. I was happy with my belief. Like, I can have a day job. I mean, it's a night job. But I quit the night after that.
Yeah.
Crying, because I knew he was right. And the same year, I made $8,000 a year.
Yeah.
But I was focused all the time on all I can. Because you have a security job. Why are you going to fight to survive in comedy when you have, you survive. So why I'm a risk, he kill his day job, because now you have no choice to find money.
Do you know how much money he has in the bank? You tell me he doesn't have no choice.
I don't know. My point is, exactly. So another reason why he quit his job.
Yeah.
Because
he quit his job, he was brave.
Fast, you understand this all is painful and you want to be good.
Yeah.
You say, what, 9 to 5? Write joke.
Yeah.
Start an open mic.
Yeah.
Host every night, every week. Spot more you can. You know.
Yeah.
Be a comedian, not want to be a comedian. Do you feel you're a comedian, or you feel you?
Hold on, but I disagree with that. I think that comment. Most people I know who are new at comedy and meet people right away and say, I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
They're pieces of shit.
Because they have
no self-awareness. And
they never bomb.
And exactly. These people, or even if, it's crazy how fast. Now, I am in 4 years and still will stutter before calling myself a comedian.
Okay.
Because I'm still begging for spots.
I'm still begging people for spots all day, every day.
It's half what I do as a comic is begging people for spots.
Yes.
Some guy who's been doing comedy for weeks, I could be begging this guy for a spot because I just need him. And so how am I a comedian? I'm a comedian. It's just like, where's that line as a painter when someone walks into your house and goes, did you make that? Or where did you get that? You know?
Yes.
And when do you cross that line?
Yes.
But you don't decide when you cross that line.
Yeah.
It's like obvious.
But exactly.
People coming to see me, I'm a comedian.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Someone's coming to see Orange Bureau.
Yes.
That's a comedian.
But I say, why you don't want to achieve that?
I do want to achieve it. I do want to achieve
it. Okay. So because...
I do.
You said so many competition, not enough, a lot of people succeed. And I think in this business...
I think
you don't need this comparison.
No, you're
because
right.
We don't play hockey.
You're right.
We are not at the same time on stage.
No, you're right.
Okay, I can't say this guy is shit.
No, it's
and
great.
You can have a crowd and pay your rent.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, everybody sure. It's like red wine.
Yeah.
See, every bottle is different, every
yeah.
taste.
It's true.
And you don't like it, who cares?
Yeah.
See another one. But you never ask yourself, if I jump, you're not.
Okay, yeah. I
excited to see who you can go with this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
You know what
like,
I mean?
You sound like my father, and you're right.
I sound like a friend
yeah,
who,
okay.
who believe in you.
Yeah, that's not... That's
why you're here in my podcast, because what, I think you're amazing.
That's what,
and I think
you're amazing.
And I think you're scared, man. More than... you know.
Sure I am. I'm a little bit... sure.
I'm scared too, and you know...
Yeah,
every day I have to think about me. I pay my rent for the last 10 years, okay?
Yeah.
I'm lucky, but it's not like for granted. Look.
No, I know.
I have to push myself all the time. Now the pandemic arrived.
Yeah.
See, I was supposed to rent the Place des Arts. I lost money. I lost time.
Yeah.
I lost energy,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Nobody called me and said, don't give up, buddy. You're amazing. Look. Okay, the only reason why I do that is because I believe in myself.
Okay,
and it's why you said narcissistic is good, man.
Yeah.
Because nobody cares about us, okay?
Yeah.
Nobody will never say, oh my God, you quit.
Yeah.
You were so funny.
Yeah.
Nobody cares, okay?
I think I'm just cynical. This scares me.
No, it's you need that.
Yeah.
You need that.
I
why do you think Larry David is succeed about that?
Yeah, but Larry David
because
was
he
like
was
me.
So cynical.
Yeah,
he
was cynical
and
he hated himself the whole
Sorry.
Time. That's okay. He hated himself the whole time.
Yes, I hate myself.
Yeah.
Like, but I want to be better for
yeah,
that. I don't want to stay,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I always compare myself like, if I saw a guy in shape, I'm going to say, wow, he's in shape. But I don't want to be him.
No.
I want to be me in shape with myself.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You know, I want to build who Sébastien Borgo is going to be
yeah.
the best comedian.
Yeah.
Not in the world. Though.
No.
The best of myself.
Right,
achieve. You know,
that is the way I think about it. Though I do, I compare myself to people a lot, but I do want to be the best version of
yes.
my own comedian.
You worked so hard for the last 4 years.
Yeah,
I know it's not easy to go back bombing, rewriting when you
no,
know you have a killer 30 minutes.
Well, because you don't want to be stuck. I definitely never want to get where I'm stuck in this spot where I'm still doing this because I've been doing this.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
Where like you're so stuck into it,
I
and
know.
You're like, I don't even know if I like it anymore. But if I quit, then what the fuck have I been doing for the last
yes.
5 years?
Like,
yes. What kind of psychopath?
Yes. Man.
Yeah. And a lot of it, like, you see, like, a lot of it, you know, and you don't want to be that. And I don't want to be that. But, yeah, I don't know. I think there's, like, there's this point right now where I guess I'm trying to figure all that out. But I definitely see another 2 years where I could be working as hard as I can in Montreal at comedy and still not be giving up the dream just because I have a full-time job. Do you know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
I really feel... Like, I've always committed myself, no matter how much weed I smoke, to still fucking going out and doing all those goddamn sets every night. Even if they're garbage, I do them, you know?
You need that.
Yeah, the only time I don't is, like, before I had my car, if they're super far, and I knew I was going to Uber home or something, I'm like, I'm not going to spend $50 tonight on fucking doing 5 minutes in front of 4 people, you know? Like,
yeah. And
when I started, I do it no problem. But now, four years in, if you get enough, like, 3 or 4 quality spots a week, which is ridiculous, you're not going to get that, but let's
no,
say
and quality
yeah exactly. I just realized what I was saying, like,
I don't know what.
You're lucky you get one spot a week that's really good, you know what I
yes.
mean, and once but like when you get that, it's like you start like caring less about the grumpies, you know. Sometimes it's hard, like when you have brand new material that you're excited about, you can get there, but just going there
no man.
Is
yeah.
hard, you know.
Ah, man.
Yeah.
My ego,
yeah.
Say why you go there? You start 8 years.
You learn
ago.
Nothing is the truth.
No, you learn a lot. You
know.
Kill the ego.
Yeah, you kill your ego. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
And you play front of people. Don't care. It's
yeah.
very important.
You have
that,
to
because you think you achieve some
yeah.
somewhere. Okay.
Yeah.
But another somewhere you don't know, and another place you don't know.
Yeah.
Do a 45 1 hour front of 500 people who pay $65, okay? And you have to kill. Look at me, it's important, buddy.
I can't even imagine.
Grumpies.
Yeah.
It's my solution.
Yeah.
Because if I can go home after bombing a Grumpies and go there, but get paid $2,000, okay? And bombing because nobody care, I don't care. I'm going to do my 45 minute.
But you should care. You shouldn't let it affect your
I know, man. I'm a human being.
But the 2000, care.
Yeah, but the 2000, but it's me.
I know. But I'm just saying, you should still fucking care.
No, man, I don't give up. Yeah, I don't give up. Hey, listen. People are mad in life, are sad in life. It's rare, but I did shitty corporate for, I said, take the money, just shut the fuck up, be professional, act like, but inside I'm crying.
Because it's tough, man. I can imagine.
It's tough.
I know, it's really
tough. It's never easy.
And Grumpy's is like that, and I always say Grumpy's to
people... give me that drive.
Yeah,
that's the dramatization about ourselves.
Yeah.
Let's go there. When you bomb, do you punish yourself?
Yeah.
Remember when you kill?
Yeah.
The feeling?
Yeah, of course.
This is the reason why you still continue.
Yeah, of course.
Because
of course.
This... the best emotion ever, okay? So how to deal, and it's more dangerous than the bombing emotion, look.
Yeah.
Because if you can deal both, you're fucked, look. Bombing, it's tough. Me, I bomb when I go like McLean Pub. No, it's closed, McLean Pub. Nobody's there, comedian in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I go there, and I just pitch my stuff.
Yeah.
After that, I go to Mickey Benz.
Yeah.
Where it's not the same muscle, huh?
Yeah.
It's more. It's more. People are there, but they don't care.
Yeah.
So you have to deal with that.
Yeah.
You don't say fuck there. You guys. You know. Yeah. You don't do that. It's after that you go to Grumpy's, and you know what I mean. So my point is, when I have a success, I take it because it's rare, mm-hmm. and you need it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
But after midnight, it's finished. Like, tomorrow, you're nobody again.
Yeah.
So this is tough.
Like
you think it's tough?
Yeah, I do. I think it's tough.
When you kill, and the day after, you bomb, I say, fuck, you kill, bomb, kill.
Oh, yeah, because it's crazy, because you're half the time using the exact same material. So you're like, how is it possible? Okay. And in your head, you're like, I'm doing it the same. I don't understand what the difference is.
Yes.
But there is a difference.
It's why the ness is important.
Yeah, because there's certain shows that really... like, you know the type of audience you have. If they're grumpy, or they want to be earned, they feel like you have to earn something. They're like, shit, I paid for this. This better be good.
Nobody pay at the Grumpy's.
No, at Grumpy's. I mean, Grumpy's is another experience. I'm saying like a real show where people
pay. Oh, yeah, pay.
Is a whole other experience. But Grumpy's is a place I always say, like, you don't want to put an X next to any joke at Grumpy's. But you can put a tick. Because if all of a sudden like something picks up, you're like, oh,
that's a killer gold. Joke. Yeah, it's a killer joke. Yeah.
If I got anything, that's gold. Oh, you don't want to say no one laughs or fuck this joke because it's Grumpy's. But if you get some reaction.
Yes.
But again, it's only if I have something new. Because if I'm going to go to Grumpy's, try to fill 5 minutes and do some joke that killed at the Nest the other day, it's a waste of my time. And I'm just going to kill myself on a joke.
Yes, but at the same time, you don't go there for the same reason. You go there to just keep the muscle.
For
go
sure.
on stage,
for
stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
When is the next time you did the show?
I haven't done one in like 2 weeks, and I'm on tonight.
Okay, but before that was 3 months.
It was 3 months.
Remember the feeling?
The first
of the first show that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah,
how stressed you were?
Yeah, I think it would have been different if it was like a... I don't know. It was a bit of a bar atmosphere, so I'm kind of like... kind of comfortable.
But you know my point. You're rusty.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Huh?
Big, I listened to it. It was awful.
Me, this is, was like... Me, I did an outdoor show, thing in Ottawa... from 200 cars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so, you did it in front of the cars?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
I also, like, I have 10 guests, so, and I did not play for the last 4 months.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was special, you know?
Yeah.
But I was rusty, though, because first, you have to remember your stuff.
Yeah.
I don't remember, I did not practice for 4 months.
Yeah.
And secondly, you have to play in outside.
Yeah.
No people. People is in the car.
That's crazy, yeah.
So you have to pretend they laugh. You have to know that they laugh there. Normally, they laugh there. So it was double. It was I feel like I did 30 shows in one night.
That's cool.
Because it was tough, you know?
That's cool, yeah.
But anyway, my point is, every time I bring somebody here and they talk about like maybe, I try to do the reverse.
That's
because
nice.
You don't deserve to stop. You work so hard and you belong in comedy.
Yeah.
This is no BS with SB, okay?
I know.
This is my opinion. It maybe you said.
But if you say it to everybody, then there's got to be some you were BS.
No, because, you don't understand.
You know, for people you like,
If it's another RN.
Yeah.
Spiro, you said, fuck you. You said, I'm the orange Spiro.
Yeah.
But it was German Drew.
Yeah.
Or it was, everybody is different.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Your journey, it's not about other comedians.
No, no.
You are the only one.
Yes.
It's you.
Yeah.
So you don't need to say, you said that to this guy too. Yes.
Yeah.
I said that to this guy too.
Yeah.
Yes. But I don't bullshit.
Yeah.
It's another guy.
Yeah.
Another situation, another career.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you tell somebody who I think sucks that they're amazing, then I'm instantly going to be like, I don't give a shit what you said about me.
No, because it's les goûts, ça se discute pas. How you say that in English?
Yeah.
Taste, you know, like, we can argue about the coffee.
Yeah.
You say, I don't like this coffee. It's, no, it was good. It doesn't mean we don't respect each other.
Of course.
But the guy, if I said to a guy, I think he's funny and you think he's not, it's because you don't understand my where I am versus where you think about him is in the future.
Yeah.
You are always respect somebody who's trying something. Nobody's funny or not.
Yeah.
Because comedy, it's not like I'm funny right away. Take years. Take years to be who you're supposed to be. Like Bruce Lee, everybody knew Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I know.
Bruce Lee, he did not born Bruce Lee.
No.
He built.
Yeah. What was Bruce he called when he was born?
He was Bruce Lee, the human being. Now he became the
water.
Legend.
Water.
Be water.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Of course, man. Of course I do.
You know, so
yeah.
Be water of it's why.
Yeah.
I try to motivate people and you watch my podcast, you're gonna see a lot of people that are there. Because I don't think they're gonna succeed, or they are not, they don't do this job for the good reason.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
how many times you go in an open mic said this guy, they are not, but they deserve to try.
Of course,
I respect people all the time.
Also, you know how many people I thought were garbage when they started? I was like, this is a joke, and then they get so good. Yeah,
and you still hate them.
No, but sometimes they just really get good. Like they get so much better. You're like, oh wow, they actually took notes. Because when someone seems like they're completely not self-aware, you're like, they're not going to learn anything. They're just going to be the same idiot forever, and they're not going to take any notes. And they're just because they don't get anything. They don't see how people perceive them. You know. But then you realize, oh, they do a little bit. You know. And it's nice to see that.
Last question, Bobby.
Yeah.
Do you know this? What is this car?
Yeah, the DeLorean.
So this car, okay, you have the opportunity to take this car and go in the past, change something.
Yeah.
What would you like to change?
The asshole in me just wants to say agreeing to do this podcast just because it's funny.
Why you did it?
Fuck that. That's what. And the hope that I don't get Corona now because we're so close.
No,
to
mean,
on
Heineken.
Yeah, exactly.
So what? So do you want use the car to change something in the past?
No, I wouldn't touch it. Is the truth? Just cause, like,
because you're happy now?
Because it's so crazy. Because I could like go and like let's say
and don't miss yourself.
Like I go like I go like
take a real card.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I could go kill Hitler and then save my grandmother, but then my grandmother would never met my grandfather, and then I wouldn't have been born. You know what I mean?
And
so
you would not appreciate your Jewish.
So unfortunately, 6 million Jews had to go for me to exist, so I won't go back.
Fuck, you're intense, man. No, it's not. No, you can't go kill Hitler. It's about your life.
Oh, only my life.
Oh, well, yeah. Because
only my life.
Yeah.
Then absolutely nothing.
I'm nothing.
Yeah.
So everything you did.
I would probably get rid of this tattoo of Peter Pan. That's what I would do.
No!
I would take that off. I would take this right off.
Is it because of Michael Jackson? You want to remove that? Or
just, no, just because it's stupid.
So
awful tattoo.
Do we have time to talk about
that? No, we did not.
Why you did
next
that?
Next time, you invite me next time, I will talk about the tattoo.
I just want to say thank you so much for your generosity, okay?
Yeah.
You're very open about private thing, you know? And I'm very grateful you did that because maybe not a lot of people try to suicide, but this is great about what you explain, you know?
Yeah.
Like, be generous to talk about a taboo subject.
Sure, of course.
Okay?
Yeah.
And realize that you're happy now in life.
Yeah.
And you try to find happiness.
Yeah.
And last question, because I don't want you quit comedy. So let's make a goal together.
Okay.
In 5 years.
5 years.
Do you think you're gonna quit, or you're gonna be at the same level, or you're gonna be the headliner?
I mean,
5 years, it's honest. You have already 30 minutes.
No chance I'm a headliner in 5 years. But
30 minutes. You have 30 minutes.
30 minutes for sure.
So you need just a 15 for in the net.
But I also have to like build that rapport. I have to be able to bring people to be a headliner. You have to people want to come see you.
Yeah.
So to have enough of a name to
5 years is not enough.
I don't think so. But I think 8-9 years is realistic to get to that point. You know, maybe if the podcast does well, things pick up. Friendship Hour, YouTube, Spotify, anywhere.
Friendship Hour.
Yeah, it's called Friendship Hour. It's me and Jason. We're hilarious.
On YouTube.
On YouTube and on anything.
Yeah, podcast. All the platforms.
Yeah, all the platforms.
So this is something you want to push.
Yeah, you know, and maybe find some way to, you know, we don't know what's going to be in the next few years of comedy and how this is going to come back. So, but find a way to entertain people online, and you know, and I'll just always be reaching for this, you know, in some way.
You try to find a way to succeed in this business.
Yeah, but 5 years, I'll try my best to be a headliner. If I am, I promise I'll come back to the podcast. And
and you should talk about Peter Pan on your show, man. It's funny. Because, you know, you could say, you know, everybody make mistake in life.
Yeah.
Everybody say, and you just do that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I look at
you
every day.
Just do that and everybody's going to laugh. Because you're not supposed to have a Peter Pan.
I know, it's not good.
Man, I love you, buddy.
Love you too,
let's go take a picture.
Yeah, let's do it. This is fun, man.
The picture. Cheers, buddy.